This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline, Uranium and the Grand Canyon, a call to close and clean up the Pinyon Plains uranium mine. The most beautiful and majestic sights is found by looking across and down into the Grand Canyon at the spread of the red walls, the patches of green, and the glorious Colorado River. All of this is threatened by an exemption from a federal law banning uranium mining in the watershed that feeds the complex river system. Uranium mining is allowed on U.S. Forest Service lands where the Pinyon Plains uranium mine is located, less than 10 miles from the Grand Canyon's south rim. In December 2023, the Pinyon Plains uranium mine, formerly called the Canyon Mine, began mining operations. The owner of the mine, Energy Fuels Inc., plans to begin transporting extracted uranium 300 miles across the Navajo Nation to the corporation's White Mesa uranium mill in southeast Utah. Tribes and others in this large area know little about the corporation's plans for transporting the dangerous materials. The federal and state agencies have done little or none of the required consultation with the tribes and communities about the transportation plans. The corporation has brought the threat of harm while ignoring its responsibilities to consult with those who want to keep their families safe. The Navajo Nation passed a law against the transport of uranium across its lands. It is unknown what the nation will do when the first load leaves the mine. It is irresponsible to mine, let alone transport uranium ore through the Grand Canyon watershed, when we have already experienced the harm done to all living beings by decades of uranium mining. A recent mapping project by Stanford University shows about 23,000 abandoned uranium mines across the country. One must question beginning a new round of uranium mining when closure and cleanup of previous mining efforts have not been done. As a result, water continues to be contaminated. New groundwater scientific studies reveal what peoples living in and around the Grand Canyon know, that the high interconnectivity of the groundwater systems makes uranium mining not only risky, but extremely risky. To learn more, watch the recent panel conversation with a tribal leader, health professional, activist, and former uranium miner about uranium and the Grand Canyon, hosted by Gabriel Petrorazio of KJJ News. He is a national award-winning tribal natural resources reporter. Then go to the Grand Canyon Trust website to sign the petition to close and clean up the canyon mine, which was recently renamed the Pinyon Plains Uranium. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.